the book Hebrews, part chapter 2. I'm Professor Hannes Redenhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Meaning that we don't have churches any place in the world. There's Bible studies. Everyone is doing his own Bible study on his own time as they wish to do. Should you require any of the books which I've written? Maybe Israel's Rapture? Please contact us at our WhatsApp number. It's an international plus 27 number 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. All small letters continually. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. But I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel to be able to receive the different notifications of the other studies that we are currently busy with. Send this contact or link to your friends and family. Make sure that at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. You are very, very welcome. I trust that this study this morning will be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are going to continue where we left off yesterday morning. Genesis 1 verse 26. Now, I explained to you yesterday at the end that we grew up. I was 9 months old, because a baby of 9 months. 9 months old when my father got saved in a oneness church. And I grew up in the oneness faith. I also went to a oneness Bible study or Bible college, the South African Bible Institute of South Africa, which originated from the American Bible Institute of America. And the day I asked the pastor that was teaching us this question, because we grew up not in a Trinity, in oneness, and our church believed in oneness. And God said, Yahweh said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, after our likeness. He's talking to plural, more than one. And when I ask him, who is this second one that the Father is talking or Yahweh is talking about? He said, it's the angels in heaven. Then on that stage, we were not as clueder as today. So it went past. Because, I mean, you will not lie if he says it's the angels. And as I continue with my eschatology studies and research, I came to the conclusion that you couldn't talk to the angels to say, let us make man in our image. Because the angels in Hebrew 1 does not have the same image as the Father. Yahweh, our Elohim. Why not? Because they were spoken messengers. Do we have that? And to our likeness. So who is he speaking to? He's speaking to the Son, Yahushua, whom he has generated and as exalted and begat in Genesis 1 verse 3. He speaks to him. And Yahweh said, let us, the Son, Yahushua, make man in our image. So there was no man in our image, the same image, after our likeness. Now, what does the image of the Father and the Son look like? You see, you can't see their images with your human eye. Why? Because Genesis 1 told us. Genesis 1 verse 1 said, and the earth is void, and the Spirit of Yahweh moved upon the waters. So what is this? What are they images? The Father and the Son. It is Spirit. That's why they can be here in South Africa, in Pretoria right now, in the studio. Or they can be in any country in the world. Any other country. Can be in New York. Can be in China. Can be anywhere. Because they are Spirit. After our likeness, what is the likeness? What is the likeness? Is that that comes from he, their mouth, after their likeness. Now it says, and let them, now tell me, he says man, let us make man in our, that he sees man and woman? No, he sees man. So it's one man. After our likeness, it sounds like it's one man. And let them, suddenly it becomes plural, them. Who? The men, not man, men. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the earth, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So what does Yahweh say? He says, men were created. Not one man. So this cannot be Adam. Because Adam was a specimen on its own. If I may use that word. Alright? 1 verse 27. So Yahweh created man in his own image. In the image of Yahweh created he him. Him. In man sounds singular. But the last verse says, male and female created he them. That he must be a capital he. Male and female, he created him. Alright, Genesis say verse 27. There's also, so Yahweh created man in his, that his is a small H, a capital H, make it a capital. In the image of Yahweh created he, capital H, him. Male and female created he, capital he, them. Now I see a capital T in the 1611, them, which is plural, male and female, but they've got a capital T in them. So what is the 1611 King James Bible doing? It's create, it is drawing our attention to the plural of man and male and female. True. Male and, it didn't make one man and one woman, it said male and female. He created them. Tell me, Adam and Eve, were they created on the same day? No, definitely not. But these people, the first creation, male and female, were created at the very same time. Why? They were spoken. Let it be man, let it be female. Or let it be male, let it be female. Adam was made, structured, was made with the hands of Yahweh. This male, males and females, they were not created with his hands. He spoke to him as the stars and the moon and everything and the plants and everything. But I want you to look at the them. Every time this them is a capital them, T-H-E-M. You see, we were never taught to read the Bible in word. We were taught to read the Bible in verses and in chapters. And that's why we lost out for a very big time of our lives. I didn't. Yahweh led me on a young age to read the Bible in letters for letters. He says, verse 28, and Yahweh blessed them, capital them. And Yahweh said unto them, capital them again. So this them is so important that every time it is a capital T. Be fruitful and multiply. But tell me, Adam and Eve, were they created on the same day? No. So they couldn't be fruitful and multiply. How are you fruitful? To multiply, you have to have intercourse. You have to have sex. Otherwise you can't multiply. You can't be fruitful. That's the nature's way of planting a seed forward. Whether it was the animals, where Yahweh said be fruitful to multiply, or it was the Genesis 1 verse 26 to 29, creation of male and female, man and, yes, he said male and female. So what did he say? He says multiply and be fruitful. Tell me, Adam and Eve, did he tell them to be multiply and be fruitful? No, it's impossible. Why? Because Adam was alone. He couldn't be multiplying and be fruitful by himself. Impossible. He needed a wife. And when Yahweh created from the rib of Adam, Eve, his wife, it wasn't with the intentions to be fruitful and multiply. It's to give him somebody that he could love. He was alone. We will see when we get to Genesis 2, chapter 7, Genesis 2, verse 7, verse 8, 7 or 8. We will see. He was lonesome. So this creation of man, male and female, were definitely not Adam and Eve. It couldn't be. Because these are not just one man and one woman. It is a multiply of women and men. A lot. Because he says, listen to what he says. And Yahweh, verse 28, blessed them. And Yahweh said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, have intercourse, and replenish the earth. So fill the earth. What's this replenish? It means fill the earth. Adam and Eve, were they supposed to fill the earth? Were they supposed to fill the earth? Or were they the handwork of Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth, the perfect model, male and female, or I want to say man and woman, that the Father Yahweh looked upon and admired? Yes, they were. In verse 28, in Genesis 1, 28, and Yahweh blessed them, and Yahweh said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdued it. So with other words, you must rule over it. You can do with it just what you like. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the earth, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. So they were given authority to rule the earth. Not just one little small town somewhere in South Africa. He says, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Replenish the earth. Replenish means fill the earth. This is not Adam and Eve. On this stage, Adam and Eve was not even created. Because they were not just spoken, they were created, they were handmade. They were sculptured, this is the other word that I can use. They were made. This Genesis 1, 26 to 29 people were spoken. Have you ever picked this up? No, you haven't. Because the churches wouldn't dare to teach it? Because that was blaspheming? It's not. It's because the Catholic Church never understood this scripture. And that's why they wouldn't allow people to talk about this many centuries ago. I'm so glad that we live in the time of enlightenment where Yahweh reveals his word to his people. Now I want you to read this further. Now with this information, now things is going to start opening. And you will see and understand certain things that you never understood before. Till tomorrow morning, if his father's will, Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.